I wanted to keep the reading from Colossians 2 nice and short, because actually sometimes we miss the bit God wants to talk about when we have a long reading, and I wanted us to be really clear what we're looking at today. And I particularly want to look at the last few words, that we would be overflowing with thankfulness. And today we are here to give thanks for Lily Rose. Now, are you a thankful person, I wonder? Would you describe yourself as a thankful person? Would people describe you as a thankful person? When Lily Rose begins to learn to speak and develop her vocabulary, those with parents will know this, the battle to teach them to say thank you. I have two young children, and it's taken us a while. You know, you'll give them a present or a sweet, and you say, "What do you say? I want it." No, what do you say? "I want it now. Give it to me." Thank you doesn't always come naturally. Now, we work really hard at teaching our sons to say thank you. And a few years ago, my wife caught my youngest son, Joshua, under the table with chocolate all over his face. He had raided the cupboard and found my wife's favorite chocolate bar. And she said, "Joshua, what do you say?" He said, "Thank you." So it sometimes backfires. He was overflowing with thankfulness. How does it feel when you do something sacrificial for someone and they don't say thank you? When maybe you buy them an expensive gift and you don't get a word of thanks. Maybe you bend over backwards to help them. Maybe you even put yourself at risk for someone else and you don't get thanked. How does that feel? Gemma and Dean are thanking God for the amazing gift of Lily Rose today. God has given you her as a gift. And it is right, isn't it, to give thanks to the giver. But I think the writer in Colossians isn't just talking about giving thanks for children or for things and people in our lives. As wonderful as they are, I think there's something more that Paul is wanting us to grasp when it comes to being thankful and overflowing with thankfulness. So I wonder, what would cause you to overflow with thankfulness? Have you ever left the bath running in the house? You'll know that little plug, that little spot just underneath the tap won't take all the water. Eventually that bath will overflow and it will affect the whole of the bathroom. And if you leave it running, it will affect the whole of your house. Perhaps you've experienced this. What could happen when you are overflowing with thankfulness? Well, I believe it will affect the whole of your life and it will affect the whole of the lives around you. I'm sure all be aware of the devastating massacre in Las Vegas recently. And there have been numerous messages from the survivors of thanks to people who risked their lives. One message from a survivor goes like this. "Thank you to the man who pulled me over the fence when my boot was stuck. Thank you to the girls who grabbed me and ran with me when they saw I'd been separated from my husband and friends. Thank you to the friends that came and got me from my place of refuge, even when the shooter was still active. Thank you for the man who was willing to pile us in his car and drive us to safety. Above all, thank you for my brave husband, who used his own body to shield me and others from bullets as those next to us were shot. When we were separated and he realized he could no longer protect me, he stayed behind to hold pressure on gunshot wounds and carry people to trucks, to departure, to hospitals. He and all the other off-duty officers, military personnel, and anyone else in the venue and out who helped save a life tonight are true heroes. Did you notice how many times she said thank you? She was overflowing with thankfulness. When someone risks their life to save you, that's what leads to an overflowing of thankfulness. I don't know if you've ever experienced anyone saving your life. Now, we probably all overflow with thanks to a hero like those mentioned in Las Vegas. Someone who saves your life for a few more years here on this earth. But what about someone who gives their life to give you everlasting years? Not just a few more years here on this earth, but endless days beyond the grave. What's our reaction to that person who gave their life so that we could live for eternity? And what if that person who died for you died when you deserved to die? The reading in Colossians begins, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord. So what is it that Jesus has done that would cause you to overflow with thankfulness? As Christians, we believe he died for you, for each of you. If you were the only person on earth, he'd still have died for you so that you could live for eternity with him. I'm going to finish with a story that just tells us a little bit about the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. There were two brothers who one day asked their mum whether they could go out and play. And their mum said, yep, but be back by dinner time. And they made their way to the beach. They lived by the coast. And there were some sand dunes on this beach, but there was a sign next to the sand dunes that said, danger, risk of landslides. And the younger brother said, who was a bit more adventurous, said, come on, let's go, it's going to be fun. And the older brother said, no, we shouldn't, it says do not go in, it says it's dangerous. But the younger brother said, no, come on, don't be a scaredy cat. Let's go in and let's go and slide down those sand dunes. They look like great fun. And so they went in. A few hours later, the parents realized the boys hadn't come home for dinner. And as it began to get dark, they began to get very worried. And they sent out a search party. And they got to the beach and saw two bikes against the railings. Quickly, they realized what might have happened. And after a period of searching, they discovered a hand just poking out the sand. And they quickly dug the sand away and found the younger brother just about breathing. They pulled him out. Down to his waist. He'd been caught in a landslide. And they said, where's your older brother? And he said, I'm standing on his shoulders. We stand on the shoulders of the one who died for us, who risked his life, who gave his life on the cross. And that's what leads to overflowing thankfulness. How are we going to respond to the one who gives us life to the full? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your death on the cross for us. Even though you warned us not to wander away, not to go off the path. When we did wander, when we did wander from you, you still came to find us. You came to rescue us, and we stand on your shoulders today. Lord, help us to respond with overflowing thanks for all that you've given us and for the life we have in you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.